More than 1,200 times in a single year, the miracle of childbirth can go terribly wrong. In each of those cases, the mother died.
That number does not expose a new problem. 6 years ago, NPR's groundbreaking reporting found that mothers in the richest country on Earth were far more likely to die after childbirth than in other nations. New numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the problem has grown worse.
NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin is here with more insight on the numbers. Good morning, Selena.
Good morning, Sasha.
Tell us more about these CDC findings.
Well, this is an annual report from the National Center for Health Statistics, which is part of CDC. It looked at deaths of pregnant women up to 42 days after delivery, and in all, there were 1,205 maternal deaths in 2021. There were increases across all age groups and racial groups. And the overall rate is alarming as well. That's the number that's per 100,000 births. The rate of maternal deaths in the U.S. in 2021 was 32.9. That is huge. For comparison, the rate in Australia in 2020 was 2 deaths per 100,000 births.
Do researchers know why there would be such high numbers in the U.S.?
I spoke to the author of the study, Donna Hoyert, and she told me that COVID-19 is probably at least partially responsible. And let's say that's both people dying from COVID-19 while pregnant and problems accessing care for other complications because of pandemic disruptions like healthcare workers' shortages.
Is anything being done to address this?
Well, actually, there have been some new efforts in recent years, although it may take time for those efforts to start bringing the numbers down. I talked to Dr. Veronica Gillespie-Bell. She's an OBGYN in Louisiana and investigates maternal deaths for the health department. And she says there are promising signs that awareness is improving. She was invited to speak at the White House and testify in Congress.
I do think there's so much more attention being paid and more people looking for the solutions.
And she also made note of the racial disparities in today's report. The maternal death rate is highest among Black women. It's nearly 3 times higher than the rate for white women.
You know, Selena, we're talking about numbers and data here, but it's worth saying out loud that every time a woman dies during or after childbirth, that means a newborn left behind.
Yeah, I mean, it is heartbreaking. I talked about these numbers with Wanda Irving. In 2017, her daughter, who was actually an epidemiologist at CDC in Atlanta, got really sick a few weeks after giving birth.
She had gained 9 pounds. She was having headaches. One leg was bigger than the other. And she said, "There's something dreadfully wrong. I don't understand. Will you please check?"
She went back to the hospital again and again, but kept getting sent home. And about 3 weeks after she gave birth, she collapsed at home and died. So Wanda Irving now lives in her daughter's house and is raising her granddaughter, who's now 6 years old. And she's bright, but struggles with her loss.
And she breaks down and she's in tears. And it's like, what's wrong? It's like, I want my mommy. And, you know, can I die to go see my mommy?
Irving now runs an organization called Dr. Shalon's Maternal Action Project. She says she doesn't want another little girl or a little boy to grow up without their mother's love.
That's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin. Selena, thank you, and thanks for looking at the people behind these numbers.
Thank you.